And so as we begin to now adjust our bodies to the most comfortable position we can for this time, knowing that any time in our experience today that you might like to move or shift for even greater comfort, you can. But just sort of settling in, settling down, and allowing your eyes to close. Let's take those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now, right now, going within allows for a greater experience on the inner landscape to create in new ways, to become open and receptive to positives, positive thoughts, positive ideas, positive images that actually assist you in allowing your life to move forward. So as your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs now, let's begin to invite and allow, give permission for this comforting that flows by bringing your attention first to your feet, right there in your toes, and invite that kind of comfortable relaxation from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you're releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as we begin to be aware of more comfort, more peacefulness, this relaxation sensation continues as a deeper inner calm strengthens now with every breath. And this comfortable relaxation moves up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper now. Upwards through the chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny within you. It's kind of a warm and nurturing sensation that flows all around and all through in the chest area. Welcome it and allow it. Let it flow. And then right up and into the shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front, on top, in back. Just unwinding, untangling, releasing. Relaxing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper you go, the more comfortable you become. And the more comfortable you become, the deeper you go. And this sensation now continues flowing down both arms, the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. And you know, with this flow of comfort down the hands and arms, imagine it just sort of energy-wise flows out any unwelcome thought, any negativity, any tension, stress, like it just comes right out the ends of the fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And just allowing again for this time to be energetically like a cushion of positive energy all around and all through, across the upper back now as you turn attention there. Flowing this sensation of comfort down the spine, which actually strengthens that spine. Releasing through the middle back and deeper and lower in through lower back, each breath taking you deeper. As though all the muscles, tissues, fibers of the entire back area are soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And then from lower back, let's send this comforting all the way down backside of body to feet again. So that in a moment or two, we're going to take another big, deep, cleansing breath in and release. Not yet. I'll tell you when. And when we do, you'll go twice as comfortable as you already are. And now just place your attention at the base of your neck and flow this comforting from the back of your neck, up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, and down over your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, so peacefully, gently, heavy. The nose, the mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now taking that one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, going twice as comfortably as you already are. And now let's take a moment to place your attention next as we sort of invite the door of imagination to open wider. Place your attention at solar plexus level. For right there in the center of you is the center of the body-mind communication. It is like a very brilliant crystal-like light. It might be sort of small right at this moment, but the more you focus on it, the larger it becomes. And this brilliant white crystal-like light enhances, gets stronger, gets bigger, gets brighter. And it shines into your whole being. It shines upwards as it grows, flowing its goodness up through your chest, in through your shoulders, down through arms, hands, and fingers, up through your neck, up through your whole head area. A brilliant light flowing and filling every aspect of your physical body. And then downwards, this crystal-like light that's growing bigger and brighter by the moment now is extending downwards through the abs, in through the hips, down through your thighs, the knees, and down through your calves, into your ankles, heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. And this brilliant crystal-like light is now filling your whole being, spreading its goodness. For it is moving into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body. It's providing such a brilliant light that's doing its good work for which it's meant to do, nothing more. And it's communicating at the body-mind level for good health, radiant health. And as it fills the entire body now, it begins to continue to do that, but move out into the mind space all around your body, from the skin outwards, at least 6 inches or more. And this brilliant crystal-like white light is flowing all around in the mind space, clearing and cleansing. So from without to the within, and from the within to without, filled with a brilliant light of the body-mind communication, the light of wellness, the light of radiant health, and sending its goodness to the deepest level of the body, right into the cellular layer of you, right into the each and every cell of every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, filled with this radiant light, this brilliant crystal-like white light, doing its goodness into the mind space, and it so uplifts you to the top of what we call your symbolic staircase, where we go to reinforce this goodness. And so standing there filled with the light from the inside to the outside and the outside to the inside, holding yourself in that radiantly healthy image, being lit up from within and all around, every step down reinforces the goodness of this. Each step reinforces radiant health and good healing, harmony between conscious and subconscious, harmony between mind, body, harmony for the whole being. Every step down reinforces it all. Now at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. All negatives completely dissipated, disintegrated, and you're flowing forward now in the positive domain, still with your inner light within and all around, doing its good work for which it's meant to do, helping you to hold the vision for your radiantly healthy you, strongly moving forward on your positive path. And here's where we begin to perhaps open the door of your imagination a little bit wider to take the journey of the three doors, which has a whole lot to do with you. So, as you go forward in your imagination on this path within, imagine that the path leads you right up to in front of yourself. You're facing three doors. And you're about 10, 15 feet away. And you might look at these doors. These are what we call the doors to the self. And perhaps these doors to the self are going to enlighten us to something about you, or where you could discover more, or certainly get clearer about something in this time of giving and receiving. Isn't it really a wonderful gift to yourself to know you a whole lot more? And as you know you a whole lot more, you're clearer with yourself and with others. And you're able to give and receive more easily and effortlessly as you are clearer with you. So just kind of imagine these three doors, how they look. They might have different motifs of decor. They may be all the same. It's up to you. This is your imagination. And just noticing these three doors. And moving from door one to two to three, from left to right, let's focus in on the first door. And just notice what you like about this door. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to be viewing that as this door opens, here comes you as you present to the world. So the door opens as though you're on the other side of it, opening the door. And this is the you, how you present to the world. And when the door opens and you see yourself come through, or get a sense of yourself coming through this door, you're observing this is the self as you present to the world. Now, what does this self look like? Just notice what you're wearing. Not only what you're wearing, but notice your expression on your face. Notice what else might be there about you as you present to the world. Your shape, your form, your colors, just everything about the you that emerges from this door is the way that you present the world. And just notice about your whole being. And let yourself come to know a little bit more about you by noticing the image of you as you present to the world. And also become aware of how you feel about this self as you present to the world. Okay, and just taking that all in, and taking the good, the positive, and the true of it. And now let's begin focusing on the second door. For this second door, when it opens, here's what's going to come flowing forward. The second door is how you present to those you love and trust. This is the you that comes through this door as you present to those you love and trust. And when the door opens, here comes that self, the way you present to those you love and trust. Now, just noticing about this image of yourself. This is you, how you present to those you love and trust. Notice what you're wearing. Notice your attitude, how you're moving, the expression on your face. And what's similar or different to the first image of self, which is the self you present to the world. This is the self as you present to those you love and trust. And just notice what you like, taking it all in. Okay, and just bringing the positives that you gain from this experience of self from the second door with you. And now let's move to the third and last door. This door is the door that reveals the secret you, perhaps the you that you don't even know. What comes through this door? The self that's a secret self, the self that you might not even know. And so as the door opens, here comes you. And this is that something that you get to know today, perhaps to explore and discover a little bit more. This you, the secret you, that you're coming to perhaps get to know now. Again, notice how you're dressed. Notice how you move. Notice the expression on your face. And what more? What more speaks to you about this self that you're just beginning to come to know? Just take it all in. Let yourself come to know this self through your observation. Okay, and now let's sort of step back a little bit and observe all three doors with all three selves there. And let's go to the first door again, to the self of how you present to the world. And what is the gift that this self gives to you? How this self presents to the world, this self has a gift to give you. Let yourself receive this gift from the self you are as you present to the world. And if you're not quite sure what this gift is about, you could ask this self. Ask this self, who is the self as they present themselves to the world, if there's something you need to know about this gift. If it's unclear in any way, ask the self. And taking that gift with you, now let's go to the second door. And as this self hands you a gift as well, this is from this self of how you present to those you love and trust. What's this gift that they give you? Let yourself take it in. Remember, if there are any questions, you can ask the self who gave it to you. What's the meaning of this? Or perhaps it is very clear. This is from the self as you present to those you love and trust. And so now with the gift from the first door and the gift from the second door, you'll move to the third and last door, which is that secret you self that you have come to know a little bit better now. What's the gift that they bring you? What gift do they give you, the secret self? Let yourself receive it. And if you have any questions about it, simply ask this self. They'll tell you. And so now, the secret self has given you the gift. So now step back one more time. Notice all three selves. Notice the three gifts you've been given. And as you hold them, place them at your heart, imagining all three gifts just going within. So you received all the gifts. And as you look at the three selves, pick your favorite. Choose your favorite self. And perhaps if you let all the selves just flow in together, once you knew your favorite, but is it really your favorite? Or is your favorite all of who you are? As all three selves merge into the oneness of you, and you begin to unite with that full-on third image, the whole being of you in full glory. And perhaps this journey speaks to you about these three different selves in a whole being way now that you get to go forward, merged into the oneness of your whole being, having received gifts from these different aspects of you, having brought them all together, the gifts and the selves, into the oneness of your whole being. And maybe the greatest gift of all is in this merging, even if we have begun to ask for the favorite self, maybe the favorite self is all of who you are. All these coming together in a oneness where you begin to understand yourself even more, appreciate yourself even more, stand up for yourself and back yourself even more, love yourself even more, appreciate and value yourself even more. And with this connection now, deep within to the gifts, and realizing that in the oneness of your whole being, you go forward on the path as one courageous conqueror, a valiant on your path, opening up to discover more as you go forward, ever giving, ever receiving, in the ongoingness of that pure positive energy path that you're on, understanding yourself even more, understanding other people even more, connecting and appreciating all the good there is within you, remembering your light from within that has filled your whole being and radiated outward into the mind space. That now has even joined up into the merging of all these three with the gifts, so that there is this full-bodied you, stronger, better than ever before, having knowledge and stronger, deeper belief in taking a desire that you might have and believing about it, and then positively expecting it into your reality, and using all the self-demand of the various ways that you'll do whatever it takes to reach and attain the goal, which may have a whole lot to do with peacefulness and well-beingness. And perhaps to know that in this full appreciation of your whole being, that the whole being, you, continues to be curious, to be intelligent, to continue to grow and evolve on your path, to seek out even more information, to practice the goodness of your life. As you receive it, you give it, for there is that ongoing flow of abundance that's all around and all through. And on your journey, to be present within, present to yourself, the gift that you are to yourself and to the world, going forward easily, effortlessly, in this mode of being, happier, freer, and finding that no matter what, whether it's this way or that way, there's always an opportunity. For opportunity knocks continually, and it just might be the best possible opportunity that could happen. And so that's a part of this positive focusing now. The opportunity to be all of who you are in the oneness and the wholeness, balanced, grounded, yet free to soar on your path going forward in an easy and effortless way. And so, as all the images surely appreciate your willingness to take this journey today, though they fade for now, your appreciation of the wonders of your imagination is given to these images as well. And as we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true of this experience, now at zero, we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience into conscious outer awake life. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, wide awake and alert.